Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
You know, it's not Halloween yet, but of course, as you know, around Halloween time, the Christmas decorations start to go for sale at the retail outlets. Right, this has always been frustrating to people because they feel like that the stores should wait, but they don't.
I call these people Halloweenies.
The people who are upset?
No, the people who put up Christmas decorations before Halloween is even over. Okay.
Yeah, it seems...
I mean, I feel like it should go Halloween, then Thanksgiving.
There's not really that many decorations, though, for Thanksgiving.
No,
you know?
But like...
No, there are no Thanksgiving
But if you're going to decorate, you should, you know, pay some homage, I think, in my opinion, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to be a house decorator kind of guy and put up a display and lights and all that stuff... You know, you should go, okay, it's Halloween, put up something spooky, and then take down the spooky and put up, I don't know, like a cornucopia or a turkey or something, you know, something sure. Thanksgiving-ish. And then when Thanksgiving's over, then put up your Christmas freaking decorations.
Yeah, I would have to agree. So I am not against selling Christmas decorations after Halloween,
mm-hmm.
because you have to have them available to people to buy before they put them up. And
obviously,
I think a good time to begin for the people who are really gung-ho. We don't decorate at my house, but you know, we might put that one little candelabra in the windows thing. So like one single candle, fake candle in the window. We don't believe.
Do you know what that means? Isn't that like some sort of Christian or Jewish thing?
It's just decoration.
Now, there's some history behind that.
Well, the Jewish thing
there's
is
like
the,
religious...
the menorah with all the...
Oh,
the big
okay.
thing full of candles.
Remember back when, you know, all of us, I'm sure when we were growing up, the parents would take us to the mall and they had the mall Santa.
Yep.
And there's a long line of kids and you'd go up and.
What's the movie? The Christmas Story, right? You'll shoot your eye out, kid. the kid sits on Santa's lap and he asks for the Red Ryder BB gun.
So we all remember that. Well, now things are going to be a little bit different, at least in Dallas-Fort Worth, a story from NBCDFW.com. It's Santa Claus in a snow globe. Yes, indeed. They will be putting a protective plastic barrier around Santa Claus when he's coming to visit. And you can see in the video
whiskey
footage.
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
There's a... very bizarre condom thing, this globe that Santa Claus is forced to inhabit here. And
more evidence that the world is becoming a what do I keep saying? A bubble boy germaphobe society.
Literally, we were just talking about a concert where they had the attendees
the flaming
in
lips.
6-foot diameter bubbles.
Now Santa Claus is, too.
Now Santa Claus is in a bubble. The children aren't in bubbles in this case.
Not yet.
but the children are walking up to Santa Claus. They're giving him a high five. So they're sort of, you know, again, high-fiving
like
with the bubble in between.
Love. Yep. Like the scene where everybody, you know, you're in jail and you put the hand up to the window. It's like that.
You don't even get that in jail anymore. They got video conferencing now.
No more window
yeah,
left?
Can't
yeah,
do that now.
It's terrible for the human mind.
For those who don't know, there are no trans people that I'm aware of and probably no Siberians either in said orchestra. But they're an incredibly popular holiday band. In fact, they might be financially one of the most successful, get this, heavy metal bands of all time.
Really?
Because they came out of an old 80s band called Savatage.
It's an awesome name.
Yeah, and also a great band, too. They had a couple albums, I believe, and that kind of thing. Super talented dudes. Two of the founders, I believe, are the folks who sort of transduced Savatage into what is known as the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Hmm. They're a holiday thing. They do the equivalent of a rock opera. Right, so if you think of an opera as a musical telling of a story, they do that with music, with songs, mm-hmm. and they tell different tales of Christmas and, you know, that type of thing.
How many people are in one of these?
Well,
events?
So a bunch. So
I have never seen the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I mean, I've heard of it, which already attests to its success, because if I've heard of it, then it's probably pretty successful.
Yeah, it got so huge that they actually had to develop 2 separate bands to pull off all of the concerts. So they have an East version and a West version. Al Petrelli, who is one of the founders of this thing, he's also the musical director and lead guitarist, says, "This is really new for me. There's been a lot of negativity in 2020. I didn't want to leave this year without doing something special. I promise this is going to be completely different." aside from being virtual, one of the key differences this year will be that TSO's East and West touring bands will perform together.
Okay.
For the first time since they were created in 2000. Brian Hicks will serve as narrator, with Petrelli and keyboardist Derek Wyland serving as musical directors. At the end of the day, we still get to do what we love, Petrelli said. No matter what, we wanted to do something. Like pretty much everyone else, we had to adapt, overcome, and improvise. Normal went out the window really quick. We thought briefly about doing a drive-in show like other performers have done this year, but it would have been too cold.
Okay.
They do kind of specialize in the cold part of the year. I hope this goes well.
I do too. I mean, you know, these guys got to make some money somehow.
If they do this and it goes really well, they'll do it again.
Sure.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's what it comes down to, is the, it's all about, they're doing it early in the year, they can do another one. Mm-hmm. So you get to see it. Is it worth it for $30? It seems like a lot to watch
a stream,
you know, an online, or, you know, a pay-per-view essentially. Yeah. But I know that pay-per-views have been that cost before, and pricing's not easy.
Has the virus gone away yet?
Yep, it's gone. I declare it gone in August.
So you're drinking the same Kool-Aid Trump's drinking, huh?
Well, I don't know what Trump says, but I'm looking at the CDC site here, and we're within sort of the realm of what normality would be.
I wouldn't say the virus has gone away. I'm pretty sure there are still people who will contract said virus, but I don't live in fear of it.
I saw some statistics from the CDC that said the flu apparently has gone away.
Yeah, there's at this point. The deaths are, or the cases?
The virus and the deaths are on the rise again.
Well, I'm looking at the CDC, and if you mean on the rise by 800 more deaths last week than, September the September the 26th than September the 19th, 400 more deaths, then yes.
Who is he listening to now? Well, oh my God, he doesn't listen to anyone. He's the expert.
You're talking about Trump?
Trump, yeah. Because he got it, and he still doesn't think it's as dangerous.
Well, it didn't seem to keep him down very long.
How many? You get 10 doctors around you. Let's see what happens, man. When President Obama was in office, all you ever heard the people that support Trump talk about is fixing the deficit, fixing the deficit, fixing the deficit, reducing the deficit. And now, what do you hear? Nothing.
Nothing.
Sure. You won't hear. They're hypocrites.
Yeah, Republicans are.
They've exploded the deficit.
Absolutely true.
Yep. More than a war.
Absolutely true. And from the other side, Jerome, you know, when the Republicans are in office, or at least in previous iterations, like, say, George W. Bush, you know, the Democrats sounded like they were anti-war. But then when Barack Obama got in and did the exact same thing,
if not more,
all the anti-war crowd just hushed right up.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I did some more research. And you know what else I found out? Trump has dropped more bombs in foreign countries than both President Obama and President Bush combined. Okay?
I'm going to look that up, because I don't hear a lot about.
Please do.
I will. I mean, I'm very interested in this, because the Trump administration is the most opaque administration we've had, meaning they don't tell you what's going on in the history of the United States, or at least in my lifetime.
So what was the other detail? Trans-Siberian Orchestra, one of the founders, had a comment on this sort of new way of trying to entertain people by doing online shows.
Well, so for him, he says he's disappointed, and the article goes into all sorts of, you know, like what they're going to play and how they're going to do a tribute to one of the other founders who's dead now, Paul O'Neill. But he says that there's a silver lining for him personally, because this is the first year I'll be under my own roof for the holidays, Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, in over 21 years.
Wow.
So the silver lining for him is that he gets to spend the holidays with his loved ones and family for the first time in 21 years. But, you know, the black lining, or the, you know, overarching thing, is just that they're prevented from doing what makes them money.
That's right.
They've been crushed as an entertainment, provider.
It's tragic.
And they're one of the most successful in the world, honestly. I mean, there's not too many more that – I mean, how many people know this this musical organization, and they don't know a lot of them.
Yeah. No, they're probably – as far as successful acts that came out of, like, 80s, you know, metal or rock scene, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra has certainly made probably more money than any of them.
Joe Biden is calling for a plan for the future – that involves a intergalactic mask mandate.
Wait, isn't this your area of expertise, Mark?
Excuse me, sir?
Sorry, I was calling on Mark for his area of expertise since he's the intergalactic space king.
That's right.
Yes. Yes, gentlemen, it's going to be intergalactic. That's Joe Biden's big plan for the future.
Did he actually use that word?
Did he use that term? Because it sounds laughable.
I don't think he did. And if he did use it, it was fed into his earpiece by his friends in the Democrat Party. He didn't pick it up all by himself.
I did hear something about Biden saying that he does support a national mask mandate, though. I heard a rumor about that. Is that true?
Not international, intergalactic, my friend. Everybody and anybody, even the guys on the space station, need to follow procedures and social distance and wear their mask. Anyhow, he also likes it. I heard when little kids stroke his blonde leg hair in the swimming pool.
Yep, he did say that.
He said it.
I think he specifically said he likes little black children to do it.
He didn't mention little. I don't remember the part about the little black.
I could be wrong about that, but I thought that was what it was.
Really? Wow, that guy is totally insane.
A strange story.
I told you last week, man, the guy's like the Crypt Keeper, dude. Somebody vote for me.
Not everyone agreed with me, although I do appreciate Ian kind of supporting the concept and kind of pointing out that I was focusing in on some things about how these are just other people. Well, I actually came up with the four steps, or the four elements, let's put it this way, of this phraseology that people need to know. Because this is the one that will change the world, like I said. If it gets repeated enough,
yes,
it will act as a counter-indoctrination to the PSYOP we call government.
Okay, I'm ready.
And you know what? These government people, they believe, they honestly believe, or at least most of them would say that they do, that all men are created equal and that they're endowed by somebody with certain unalienable rights. Well, here are the four elements of this phraseology, and I'll get back to that, because I believe also that all men are created equal.
Yeah.
Okay, number one, people with titles. Number two, are just other people, other humans. Number three, who have no more right to do anything than number four than anybody else, you or I. So if those elements are included in this phraseology, that will hopefully at some point plant itself, however so slightly, in the minds of people.
Remember that everything that you know about the world as we know it today, with this organization that that we call government and states and all these things, full of people, just as Jet says, that have no more right to do anything more than... That's all story. It's just verbiage. It's just the social order that we have come to accept. And it is... I mean, everybody will tell you it's not real, right? It's like you can't touch it. You can either touch it or you can't touch it. There are buildings.
You can't hand me a government.
But there are people, but there are not, you know, whatever else this is. So I agree with Jet that those that, you know, that do not wish to be ruled by a bunch of petty tyrants in a haze of tyranny, really, that the only defense that you have is language, because that's the weapon that's used, and there's really nothing else. If you try to fight it, then there's. I mean, people believe so thoroughly in this social order as it exists today. But remember, social orders change, and they change all the time. They're not the same as they were even when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, things are different now than they were when we were kids.
Sure.
And the social orders will change, and the way to change them is through language. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, watch the leftists. They've really figured it out.
We're talking about forged COVID tests. Forged tests showing that you are COVID-free. that you can use to, say, get on an airline. And that's it's a happening thing over in the UK. It probably is happening in the US as well, would be my guess.
They need to see the papers.
Yes.
So forgery's a strong term. Mm-hmm. Like, what if I put together a document that said, from the offices of Edge, Freeman, and Kick-Ass, you know, LLC or whatever, right? I don't put the word MD or anything like that. And then just underneath it, I write the patient here, you know, Mark Edge has been found to be COVID-free, COVID-negative, whatever. Just write it up, right? Mm-hmm. So at that point, then you make a PDF of this document, you show it around, hey, hey, and that'll probably get you through.
Yeah, if it's an original document, it's certainly
not a forgery.
Not a forgery.
Yeah, that's it's not a forgery.
It's just a lie.
Yeah, it's right. Well, it's a duplicitous.
I found him COVID free.
Okay, I guess.
How did I arrive at that conclusion?
Right. It's a bunch of sort of nonsense, I guess, is what it would be.
So what's happening is people are paying upwards of £150 in the UK to get these tests done.
See, we could be making $150 a pop, bro.
KNWA Fox 24. This is out of, I don't know where the hell this is. Where is KNWA? Springdale. Not sure where that is. River Valley. Again, I don't know what state this is, but it could be a town near you. So, new details have emerged in the case against a pair recently arrested for performing surgery on another man. One of the men is now accused of cannibalism. Last week, Bobby Allen and Thomas Gates were arrested on several charges, including medical battery and aggravated maiming.
Northwest Arkansas, by
Thank you for that.
Yep.
They're accused of surgically removing... Go ahead.
Oh, what I know part? Already.
Oh, you already read the story? A man's genitals.
Oh, what?
By consent, supposedly. The 28-year-old...
Are you sure he didn't just say something like, eat me? Or...
They took him literally.
Eat my balls or something, you know.
The 28-year-old victim told police he traveled from... The great quotes, I'm going to put quotes around, victim told police he traveled to Oklahoma from Virginia.
So it must be in Oklahoma.
To willingly participate in the dismemberment. So this guy drove halfway across the country.
Sounds like consent to me.
He was really up for it.
He had, and again, the next question is, how do you find people who are willing to eat your body parts?
We go back and forth from Myrtle Beach to New York and to Connecticut.
New York City?
New York and Connecticut. Yep, New York City.
Okay.
And they both require that you be COVID-free when you come up into their area.
Okay.
The way we do it is my wife, my daughter, and I, my daughter does Off-Broadway. So we went to the dot, you know, had the testing done, all proved negative. So now whenever we travel, we just Xerox it and just change the date.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean.
So this way we go up in there. If you get pulled over, you've got your thing saying you're negative.
Has that happened? You know, I mean, how often have you gotten pulled over and inquired about?
Connecticut once. They saw the South Carolina plate.
Makes sense.
And that was the whole point of the pullover? They didn't have to have like a real reason to pull you over, like you were speeding or anything like that?
No ticket or anything. They just said that I moved over too quickly in the lane. And it's like, yeah, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that, weaving inside the lane. So what you're saying is that I maintain the lane.
Yeah. And then the officer asked you at that point to show papers?
Yeah. If we had been tested, if not, we have to quarantine. Mm. But because we've been tested, we don't have to be quarantined. And all it is just a matter of changing the date.
So consent is central to libertarian thought. And frankly, ladies and gentlemen, it should be central to your thought, too.
It should be just a human thing that don't do anything without somebody's permission.
Right. And you have to take edge cases in order to take a good look.
Mark Edge cases?
That's right. Mm-hmm. A good look at consent and what it is. And so... you know, for instance, in this circumstance, it would appear as though this man consented to having his genitals cut off, but didn't consent to having his genitals consumed by some wild-eyed redneck. And, you know, like, if I was to sit as a judge in a case, the first and primary thing that I'd want to know, as far as the victim goes, is consent. Because what the difference between a crime and just some weird event is consent. That's it. Mm-hmm. And so,
well, now, wait a minute, Mark. We don't know if this guy wanted to keep his genitals after they were cut off.
Well,
you know, if you're going to have a part removed, you might just want him to get rid of it or whatever, in which case you wouldn't care if he actually ate it.
They're his, and he should be able to determine if he keeps them.
Yeah.
However, I would say if he did not care to keep them, say in a jar of formaldehyde or something like that, then
stapled
what?
Stapled onto a stuffed animal.
I mean, maybe he wants to have, wants to bury them out in the backyard. I don't know what he wants to do. They're his.
Now, we don't know if they actually got to the consuming part before they ended up getting arrested for various different charges. Bobby Lee Allen, age 53, and Thomas Evans Gates, 42, both from Wister, Oklahoma.
Bobby Lee!
They were arrested after they brought their 28-year-old so-called victim, a man who ostensibly consented to having his genitals removed by these good old boys in Oklahoma, who had driven from Virginia, after they couldn't stop the bleeding. It was the next day, so they tried to patch him up, and he just kept on bleeding and passing out. So they figured, well, we don't want this guy to die. You know, we're not murderers. We just wanted to cut his genitals off. So then they brought him over to the hospital, and that is where he still is, according to the story here. Police are investigating to see if there are any other victims. During a search of the pair's home, officers found multiple recordings of, quote, this type of surgery, unquote, and numerous medications.
Sounds like they've been successful in the past.
They were apparently successful here. They just, didn't do a good job patching him up.
Depending on your definition of success.
That's the definition of success using.
I mean, right. I mean, the goal was to remove his genitals. They successfully removed his genitals. So we'll just say that. They were charged with medical battery, aggravated maiming, assault and battery with a dangerous weapon resulting in bodily injury, conspiracy, desecration of a human member. I don't know if these guys from Oklahoma are going to be getting a state attorney, but they are definitely facing a lot of charges. They apparently have added some charges. They're now facing 9 counts. Conspiracy to commit unlicensed surgery, practicing medicine without a license, maiming.
Conspiring with the victim.
Unlawful use of communication facility, whatever that means. Distribution of controlled/dangerous substance.
I think that's the equivalent of mail fraud. So it used to be that they would, when trying to pile charges on you, mail fraud would almost always be in there in some kind of conspiracy
situation.
What is situation.
A communication facility? It sounds like
I think it sounds like Zoom
into a
to
radio
me.
Station or yeah. Skype or whatever.
Yeah, what
I think
like
it's
it.
Skype, yeah.
Assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, failure to bury a dead human member, possession of controlled dangerous substance, and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. According to another report over at KNWA, the details here, they were in Wister, Oklahoma. Wednesday, October 14th, the McAllister Regional Hospital called the sheriff's office to report a 28-year-old man who said he had surgery at a home in Wister on Monday, October 12th. The patient told hospital personnel the plan was to remove his testicles. Oh, okay, so they didn't cut off his everything, apparently. According to the court documents, the victim informed medical personnel that Bob and Thomas, the alleged perpetrators, tried to get him to participate in cannibalism.
This bizarre story just brought up an old memory that I never did understand. This was supposedly consensual, which I don't understand, but Lorena Bobbitt, damn sure wasn't consensual. And they didn't charge her with maiming the guy or anything. I never did. I mean, if
really,
Lorena Bobbitt didn't get charged, really?
Well,
no, she got off with a battered woman syndrome or something. But if a guy.
What kind of batter? Was it like Southern fried? That, or?
Yeah, if you reverse that and a guy did that to a woman, cut off her breast or, I mean, he would have been executed.
Yeah, that's probably true. It says here, Lorena Bobbitt acquitted in mutilation of husband, New York
Times.
She was
found not guilty due to insanity, according to Wikipedia.
But what were the charges?
Oh.
Yeah, but how in the world, come on, nobody can get not guilty because of insanity. That's like you know, that's the one thing you just can't manage to make work in the legal system.
Well, apparently she
gets
did.
It. Yeah. Don't forget how Obamacare drove up the cost of health care, you know, to begin with. And so a lot of people change their coverage. Is that losing coverage? You know, these numbers, politicians and love to lie with statistics.
Here's a Biden, ostensible Biden video that somebody, Gunslinger, put in our chat room, in our on-air now chat over at chat.lrn.fm on our Matrix server.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
I know what he's talking about.
He said they put together the most extensive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. Now, I don't know if that's what he meant to say.
Well done,
Jeff. That is what he said.
I don't know if that's what he actually said, because it could be a deep fake. I mean, who knows, but it's pretty funny. The supposed victim, 28-year-old man, he reached out online through some website about castration and got in touch with Bobby Allen, who was the main man behind this operation. He said he had 15 years of experience at cutting off people's huevos.
And offered the services for free.
For free.
Plus a night, a free night stay at his yep. at his bunkhouse.
Picked him up at the airport in Dallas-Fort Worth and drove him on up to Worcester, where they stayed the night. And then the next day at approximately 5 p.m., the operation took place. The victim described a wooden table covered in operation gowns. Allen prepared the so-called victim by wiping his groin and then injecting the area with numbing medication. The victim was awake during the surgery.
He was awake.
Woo! While his scrotum and testicles were removed with surgical equipment by Allen and his partner, Gates.
Oh, my God.
According to the victim's statement to deputies, afterwards, Allen said that he was going to consume the parts, laughed, and said he was a cannibal. The victim also said Allen told him that he, Allen, worked on someone that he described to be crazy, and that he left the mail opened up to die overnight.
Grab that cast iron skillet!
During the search, deputies were told Allen and Gates were at the hospital trying to visit the victim, and that's where they found them and took them into custody. So.
When these police showed up, did they have a warrant?
Yeah, they did get a warrant.
Okay, all right. Yep.
So there you go. There's your update on the very bizarre, the latest cannibalism story, which we still don't know whether they actually did cook up this man's parts and eat them or if they popped them in the freezer for a later dining experience.
We don't know whether this guy's just making that part up. I mean, there's just no proof of anything at this point. These guys are charged, and they haven't had their trial, and, you know.
Well, I mean, I suppose he could have been making it up.
I don't know why they're giving away free castrations, and I think that's the most damning evidence here, right? Like, if you...
If they want balls, they want them.
To eat human testicles, then, you know, the easiest way to give them is probably giving out free castrations.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The most voluntary, easy way to get them.
Okay, but let's just assume for a moment that everything in the article is true.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
15 years of experience. freezer with Ziploc bags.
Hold on.
Testicles.
There's a lot of satisfied customers out there. If this guy got away with this for 15 years, I mean, he's done a pretty good job, apparently.
Wait a second. You don't know whether he's got 15 years of experience on human beings. All right?
Sure.
There are other animals. Right.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I've castrated a lot of pigs in my life.
I'm just saying, let's imagine the worst.
So you're saying you think this might have been the first time they went after a person?
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.